Exclusive: the code behind Google's woke autocorrect. By Alim Bokhari on June 16, 2022. Leaked material from Google provided exclusively to Breitbart News give a behind-the-scenes glimpse of a feature rolled out to business and enterprise users of Google Docs that suggests woke-approved replacements for words like man, woman, white, and master as users type. In the examples below, Google's curated list of non-woke words and their woke replacements can be seen, such as replacing manhole with maintenance hole and white paper with report. In some cases, Google can be seen struggling to replace everyday words. Motherhood, for example, is replaced with the far less succinct experience of being a parent or guardian. The feature is so clunky and riddled with errors that Breitbart News source within Google, who wishes to remain anonymous, now says the company is going to roll it back. "This was an amazingly ham-handed feature," said the Google employee. "A crude, with at least one spelling mistake, manually curated but poorly vetted list of anything vaguely race or gender related that led to an obviously bad user experience. It's hard to believe it ever went through user research." Google announced the feature's rollout in April, but gave scant details about how it operated, except to say that it would flag discriminatory and inappropriate language to users and recommend more inclusive alternatives. The feature works by recommending new words to Google Docs users as they type in much the same way as a regular autocorrect function. The pictures below give a glimpse at the back end of the feature and reveal some of the UN woke words Google wants its users to eliminate from their vocabulary. In the image above, words that include the prefix man are the subject of an inclusive warning. The feature recommends that the word mankind be replaced with humankind, humanity, or people of the world. It recommends that manhole be replaced with hole or maintenance hole and that manhunt be replaced with search. The image above shows the feature in action. In a manner identical to autocorrect, Google Docs suggests to a user that motherhood be replaced with the experience of being a parent or guardian. In this image, Google Docs suggests that a user replace the word cowboy with animal herder. In another example, Google recommends the word clergyman be replaced with rabbis. The image above shows that Google also has a problem with the word white. According to the code above, it would recommend that the word white paper be replaced with more racially inclusive terminology such as report. Master is another word that Google apparently believes does not have sufficient racial inclusiveness. It recommends replacing master plan with grand plan, and mastermind with genius. It also identifies the word masterpiece as a problem, but it appears the masterminds at Google have yet to come up with a replacement. Google recommends that the phrase peanut gallery, a euphemism for critics who are unfair or unreasonable, be replaced with unsolicited critics. The phrase origins lie in the rowdy peanut galleries of vaudeville theater, a genre which emerged at the end of the 19th century and sometimes included minstrel performances. This may be the source of Google's objection to the phrase, even though many modern users of the term are likely unaware of its link to vaudeville. In some cases, Google appears to be struggling to find woke replacement for words. According to the above picture, its woke employees have yet to find a replacement for shaman, although they have replaced yeoman with royal servant. In this image, Google clumsily recommends replacing motherhood with the experience of being a parent or guardian. Google's preoccupation with eliminating any notion of separate genders, a biological reality that famously led to former Google engineer James Damore being fired after he acknowledged it in an internal memo, can once again be seen in the above pictures. Google suggests replacements for middleman, manhandle, and even mannequin. As of 2020, Google reported that more than 5 million businesses were using the paid version of Google Workspace, formerly G Suite, giving the tech giant significant influence over white-collar professionals. As the leaked material below reveals, Google is using that influence to push woke ideology on business users, nudging them away from language that points to basic realities that undermine far-left identitarian politics, such as the existence of two separate genders. Though the feature is designed to advance progressive ideology, its clumsy execution has led to scathing reviews. Even far-left Vice, which trialed the feature, was not impressed. Vice noted the feature's overzealousness, including flagging parts of Martin Luther King Jr. speeches for non-inclusive language. In leaked footage of an internal Google town hall meeting in 2016, held a few days after the election of Donald Trump, The company's top executives can be heard talking about using their technology to advance progressive values. A tearful Ruth Porat, chief financial officer of the company, promised that the company would use the great strength and resources and reach we have to continue to advance really important values in the Trump era. In these pictures, Google can be seen doing exactly that, using its strength and resources to replace people's everyday language with woke terminology sanctioned by progressives. Beyond the replacement of words, Google appears to want to influence the way its users think, rewriting our concepts of race, gender, and history. Are you a source at YouTube, Google, Facebook, Amazon, or any other corporation who wants to confidentially share information about wokeness and political extremism at your company? Reach out to Breitbart Senior Technology Correspondent Alim Bokhari at alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Use a free ProtonMail to ensure your message is encrypted.